you're talking about the importance of making the message of the Pope's encyclical and other documents from the Holy See, translating them into language that politicians and businessmen and women can understand. How are you proposing to do that through this conference?
Okay, so specifically for this conference, fine. You know, we got this team of people together. I suppose some are going to come, not really knowing what's going to happen to them, or probably not even being able to predict how their own, you know, input is going to be received and all of that. So there's bound to be a lot of surprises on the side of all of those who invited. But at the same time, I suppose there's the openness, or there should be the openness on the side of all to, you know, hearing something new, okay, to being challenged to something new. And this I know for sure from examples, okay, of businessmen who meet or who enter into a particular setting thinking that they're going to be talking only business. Then somebody comes who starts his intervention from the point of view of his own faith and his own experience. Then, you know, after that, somebody meets me and says, you know, I'm also a Catholic. So it just means that it's possible to rekindle this other light in the lives of people. Okay, and probably the thing to do is not only to just stay on the level of, you know, professionalism, but also at the end of the day to remember that all of these professionals are in first and foremost human beings and probably brought up in one way or the other. And probably the pursuit of business has led several of them to adopt certain lifestyles or certain patterns of living as the professional required way of living.
So it's an important moment of networking, really, for those.
Networking and probably the you know, the possibility of those who have gone beyond a certain way of doing business to be willing to share their experiences, you know, in the hope that it will also kindle, you know, and kindle certain light in the lives of the other people.
You're talking about it as a very fruitful moment, just a couple of years after the global economic crisis. Why do you think this is? Why do you think there is a new interest, perhaps, in hearing the message of the Church at this time?
You know, I know this effort, this initiative is not the only one. I know, for example, in England, there was an attempt also to get bank executives together to study, you know, aspect of this message of the Holy Father. Some have found it very enriching, very refreshing, very new, something they never heard of before. Some also, you know, will probably go on doing business as usual. But the possibility of, you know, just, you know, the tendency is just to yield to the status quo and say this is how everything needs to be. I suppose, you know, as a church, that's the thing. We never yield to the status quo and never should stop, you know, provoking or taking people beyond the status quo, reminding people of the possibility of, you know, looking at things differently than they used to doing. I think that's what it means to evangelize, okay, to invite people to a level which they've, you know, they've either not thought of before or they've not considered to belong to a natural and normal way of doing things. And that's what this is supposed to be. We probably, in the course of it, all the, you know, if there are going to be people like, if I have to speak there, I'm not going to be speaking banking, laws, or whatever. That's not my area. But I can witness to the experience of other business people who, at a certain point, you know, made an experience of the Lord or Christ or religion and, you know, have decided to do things differently. I know one guy I met in New York a few months back. He was in banking and his own confession, he made millions. So, you know, at a certain point, you know, something struck me. Now, the thing is finding ways of putting or whatever he made, you know, the service of the spread of the gospel. So there are stories like that. We don't have them, you know, every day hitting the headlines, the paper, but they do happen, they do occur. And I will be receiving some group like that here at the end of June. You know, businessmen.
We'll look forward to meeting them when they're here then. Okay. Thank you very much.